And I'm very lucky to be joined in the studio by a wonderful local musician, AFL umpire, and much, much more, Emlyn Johnson.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm spectacular this evening. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
So we're here chatting because you've released yet another album, Nullarbor Mulch. Tell me about the record. Where was it written?
So Nullarbor Mulch was recorded around Christmas time last year, and maybe half of the songs were written sort of just prior to that, and in the months leading up to that. And then some of the songs were kind of older songs, like I think there's a song on it called Judith, which is probably more than 5 years old, but I tried to record it on the Skakes album and didn't end up using that version. So mixture of older ones and kind of late last year, and recorded with a band who I'd just done a couple of shows with, so it was all quite fresh for the band.
Yeah, wonderful. It's a super record as well, and I'm really glad you actually mentioned Judith right there. It's in this week's sound selection. It's probably my favourite off the record. And I found out while trying to find out more about the song, and also just searching it to re-listen to it, that when you Google Judith Emlyn Johnson, you get the Wikipedia article for Judith Emlyn Johnson.
That's true. Yeah, in the Emlyn Johnson world, there I have two nemesis, Judith Emlyn Johnson, and then Emlyn Johnson, the flautist, the American flautist, and definitely not happy about what they're doing. I think there's the American one. I'm not sure where Judith Emlyn Johnson's from, but
also
not
American,
happy.
85 years old, born 3rd of October. folks can do the maths to figure
typical
out. Yeah, and there's some pretty funky titles throughout the record as well. Was this just a collection of songs, or is there some sort of undercurrent of a story going through it? It was a tough sentence to get out.
I would say there's no undercurrent of a story. Definitely the track listing ended up being in alphabetical order, which wasn't an intentional thing at the beginning, but that's how they were laid out in the early recording stages, and that kind of seemed to be a good order for the flow of the song, so we went with that. The songs are quite different. Ways of writing lyrics, and in the last song, no lyrics.
Yeah, beautiful little bit of instrumental work. What was the pivot like towards more band stuff as opposed to kind of earlier solo stuff you've been doing with just like a four track, right?
Yeah.
Because the last album as well was with a band.
Yep.
Have you just been enjoying making more music with other folks you've been playing with, or has it been more rewarding?
I think probably wanting to do a sort of, or be able to do a kind of energetic live show, I think is a big factor. I did an album, Contested Mark, a solo album, and was doing, would have that as a backing track kind of thing, and I would sing and dance and stuff. And then the last album that I did on the four track was more of a kind of folky thing with slide guitar. And then, it was kind of like, I've done four or five albums on the Tascam digital four track, and what am I going to do next? Another album like that? Maybe not. And the previous album was a friend in the Adelaide Hills has a really nice little studio at his place, and teed up with him and some other guys who live in Melbourne and Adelaide to meet up and do a band album. We'd done some gigs, just not heaps, 3 or 4 gigs in different places. And then this one, like I said before, I had just done a couple of gigs with the band, I think just 2 gigs. And one of my friends was at one of the gigs. He's like, "You got to record this this band," and I was like, "Would love to record this band. Great idea. Who's gonna do it?" And then Sam Rocky was suggested, and he ended up doing
Savior.
It. Yeah, we were set free by Sam Rocky. Yeah,
yeah. So the record's called Nullarbor Mulch. You can find it on Bandcamp. You can hear it at an album launch this Friday. And despite all the chat of bands, you're very kindly offered to play us a track now.
I will, yep. Okay, this song is called Lowlander's Place. In Melbourne, it's too hard to get divorced. Yeah, it's true, men are driving a stampede to the Yarra, where they find some kind of shelter and relief from the farms. And the river is abhorred. Like a ferry coming down the track, connected to wire cables, shoots up in the air. It's a bell-shaped room, anchored to the valley, spins around and it comes back down. It's a gondola train, it's a ferry on the slip yard. They all should have sang. Now there's more crops in the cider, claiming to be sweet drops, and autumn sun's in the wine, claiming to be shire. Of old backpackers, wealthy unpacked travelers, and an outdoor cinema that has a screen that's made of rough-on snow, attics full of bracken, and a shadow that is stretching.
I always wish I had some sort of sound panel for like a round of applause or something, because I simply don't have enough hands or enough voices. Thanks so much, man. That was absolutely wonderful.
Awesome.
So that's taken off Nullarbor Mulch. It is track 5, according to my computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the alphabeticized track listing. You'll be launching that LP properly tomorrow night, correct?
That's right. Yeah, tomorrow night at the Buffalo Club in Fremantle. It's a fairly early gig. Starts at 7 and Strawberry Pete's going to do a kind of acoustic set out the front of the venue on High Street. And then Rabbit Island is going to do a kind of loop pedal set, which he hasn't done for many years. Sort of bit of a 11-year anniversary of her album, Oh God, Come Quick. And then the band, we're going to play the album probably just start to finish. $10 and the Buffalo Club tomorrow night.
You heard it here, folks. All the deets, a lot of things to celebrate tomorrow night, it sounds. If you're in Frio, get down. If you're in North Perth or Mount Lawley, get down. Perthians, all get down. Thanks so much for coming in, Emlyn.
Thanks, Matt.